Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So here's one for you. We didn't have a chance to talk with you about this because I think it came down last Tuesday night that the NFL was going to try to expand its playoffs starting this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is all tied into the CBA, which we know the owners put out there like, look at us. This is a great deal.
We did it, guys. Well,
come on, guys. Just sign right here. It's perfect labor peace.
No. And then because the NFL does control the national media, they say, hey, guys, full court press it. Let everybody know.
How mad does that make
deal.
You?
Oh, I hate when they do that.
How mad? Because, I mean,
they control the narrative.
I do think, like, Pony and I think, do a very good job. And I think most people are wise to this now and hip to it. But, like, Ian Rappaport works for the NFL. The NFL network is really, it's the NFL, which is 32 owners. Like,
yes.
I got to imagine some of those access guys over there. ESPN has a big old deal with them. Same with, like, anything that's, like, pro football talk. Mike Florio. All those people are tied in at some level on broadcast rights and big money. I feel almost sympathy for those guys. What are they going to say? They're going to put out the news story, and then you guys have to deal with the blowback of people saying, why won't the players take this deal? They're
all
lucky.
That
they're
money?
They're millionaires. We're out here working. Well,
you get paid to play a game.
They're billionaires.
That's the part that gets me. I'm like, you realize y'all poo-poo the millionaire, but side with the billionaire, with the B.
That's because the interests are aligned there. They want to have the most good players on the team at the most value. And everyone also can imagine themselves being a billionaire someday, but can't imagine themselves playing football. Like, the stats suggest that you have a better chance of being born, being a great athlete, and making the NFL than you do of being a billionaire.
But, you know, everybody's a boss nowadays. Hey, man, hey, I'm a boss mentality. You know, this is how I operate. I think like the owners. No, you don't. Stop it.
How's that personal seat license going for you?
Because
that's a completely made-up thing that doesn't exist.
Oh, man.
What do you think? I'll put my bona fides out there on this issue. I hate the expanded playoffs.
Okay.
It's fine as it is. And frankly, I hate the extra game on the schedule. Okay. Because both of those, without knowing any more, the 17-game schedule, they might take one preseason game off. That is more of a heavy wear and tear game for you guys if you're out there. The extra two games on wild card weekend, I get it. People say, hey, nothing like more football. We can't have can't possibly get enough. It's cool as is. One of the things I like about it got used, the Steelers would have made it in this year had they had the seventh team. So what? They got beat 60-0. The Chiefs would have absolutely gone in there and boat raced them. Mahomes would have been laughing and throwing passes. He would have been dropping back and throwing passes intentionally with his left hand, like Steve Young.
Yeah, it'd have been bad.
I don't know. As a guy who played, obviously there's playoff checks and there's playoff money, and it's a nice little extra. Well, there's playoff bonuses.
I'm gonna say.
It's not playoff checks
because
it's not playoff checks.
You're taking a pay cut to play in the playoffs. We'll throw it out there.
There's bonus money involved with how deep you go. Correct.
Correct, but it's a drastic.
Reduction.
You're playing
extra football for less money than you did during the year.
With the same consequences in terms of injury, obviously the stakes are higher, but the NFL is making some of the bigger, I mean, in terms of viewership,
they're trying to get this done, by the way, because it's more games on the schedule, and it's a bigger TV deal they can negotiate.
And they need it done before the
TV deal. And then they'll give the players their little cut of the revenue, but they don't want to give them a 50-50 split.
Correct.
Beyond all that, which I sympathize with the players on, did you as a player like the fact that it was an exclusive club, or it was more exclusive, 12 out of 32 teams. It's not
in terms
the
of
NHL.
The
yeah, it's not the NHL and the NBA, where over half the league makes it.
For me, I love the playoffs as is because it's not watered down. It's sacred. It's extremely hard to get into. It's one of the most competitive playoff formats out of all the major sports.
Only baseball.
We talk basketball and we talk about how just any team makes you like, I don't want to see that. I don't care about those bum teams being in the playoffs. You know they're in there just to get beat bad.
The NHL playoffs are wild because anything can happen and does, but still it de-emphasizes the regular season because 16 of 31 teams make it in.
And then the benefit that you could say, well, it works in baseball, that's because baseball, they have the full series and then they have the wild card series, which are a lot shorter. Now, with the NFL, that's not the case. It's always just one game. It's always a one game, hey, best team, whoever plays the best right here wins. So for me, I still don't see the benefits in terms of them making it an expanded format. Now, when it comes to the 17th game, I can see the pros and cons to both sides. Personally, I'm not a fan of it because for you to tell me you value player safety, for me to hear that you value the health and safety,
they don't.
How do you add a 17th game but then try to justify by saying, well, we're going to take a preseason game away when we all know statistically your reps in the preseason, you're playing a quarter to two quarters at best. Even the guys who are just camp buys are going to get cut. They're only playing in the fourth quarter. They're not even out there.
Right.
So how does that benefit me winning a game, a regular season game? I'm playing 60-plus snaps. And we know how that goes. We know when it's 60-plus snaps versus the best of the best, anything
can
happen.
And if they're trying to make that 17th game, because one of the things that was discussed is, do you try to start creating more rivalries by making
it
like
it's going to be an intense, every year rivalry game.
Like if you have Steelers-Eagles, which every is year. Some people say, eventually there's going to be some serious hatred building up between those two teams, and that's going to be an even harder hitting game.
Absolutely. So for me, I don't see that. So I looked at it like, and then I said, okay, those are the things I don't like about it. From the money standpoint, okay, I can see where you're trying to give a bump in the pay. And I do like the fact when they're talking about the things that would take away in terms of the 12 padded practices throughout the preseason and training camp and things like that. But even when you say that as a positive, that still hurts the player in the long run because how does a player prepare himself for the season? You need those padded practices. You need those preseason games. You need the time to get your body acclimated. Mm-hmm. So in theory, when you say, oh, I'm going to cut down the preseason, I'm going to take away some of these practices, you're still going to hurt me because now I'm going to have more soft tissue injuries because my body is not prepared. We see it all the time with guys who hold out, right? And they don't play in the preseason.
They
don't
come
to camp.
And then they come back and it's not quite right.
In the first 2 to 3 weeks, they're pulling a hamstring. The first 4 to 6 weeks, we talk about in the NFL how the first four games are always just bad football. When you watch film, it's like, oh, this is bad tape right here because these guys aren't ready to go. Then you see them in November, December, and what are we saying? Man, this is, hey, now they're playing legit ball right here. This looks good. So for me, how does that benefit me by you telling me now you're going to, and this is with four preseason games, now you're going to take me down to three, cut down my padded practices, and expect me to come out here.
It's I mean, it's ridiculous to me because they know fans want to see more of it because fans can't get enough, but it's not for anything other than a bottom line deal.
Well, and then I take it a step further on top of this. When we talked about different records, right? When we talk about a 1,000-yard rusher in a season, when we talk about Mahomes throwing for 50 touchdowns, like that changes now when you have that 17 game. How many times have we seen running backs get to 900 yards, 950, and
stop short?
And it just stops short.
Now they're going to get to 1,000, won't mean as much.
Or even 100-yard receptions, 100 receptions in a season. That changes now when you get that 17th game. It's no different. We talk about the Dolphins, right? The perfect season. They weren't playing 16 games. Nobody
game
talks
season.
About that, though. No one talks about that. Man, they had the perfect season. It was perfect.
Last thing, just real quick. There might be more money coming in for the players eventually on this deal, but as a guy who's done playing, are you happy you're done, you got out, you made your money, and you're
absolutely
not going through this?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
That kind of says all I need to hear. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.